Hello, it's Randy Rhodes. Here's a clip from our show, and go to randyrhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.
Mary had a little man.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Are you a flake?
Knock, knock. Who's there?
It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhodes Show.
Turn up your mind.
I know how to win. That's what I've been doing all my life is I've been winning. I don't do anything unless I win.
I have a winning temperament. I know how to win. Because my whole life I've been winning.
My whole life has been about winning.
He's like an alien attempting to impersonate a human, but his only research was watching Charlie Sheen interviews. And the problem is, Trump wouldn't just be losing any election. He'd be losing it to Hillary Clinton. And that wouldn't just be off-brand. It would be brand-destroying. And he knows it.
Wouldn't that be embarrassing to lose to crooked Hillary Clinton? That would be terrible.
Yes, it seems that you have two really bad options here. If you keep going, you're going to spend the next 11 weeks ramping up hatred in speeches, injecting poison into the American bloodstream that will take generations to remove, and denying the country the contest of ideas that a presidential campaign should actually be. And after that, you're either going to win or you're going to lose. And I think both those scenarios end pretty badly for you. Which is why, Mr. Trump, Donnie, Doniel, I would like to propose to you a third option, and that is drop out. Simply drop out and tell America this entire candidacy was a stunt, a satire designed to expose the flaws in the system. And the thing is, you could actually make a fairly decent case for that. Because although your campaign was the political equivalent of a bigoted clown's blazing funeral pyre, you have accidentally made upwards of four good points during this campaign. Last year, when your opponents criticized you for donating to Democrats, you said this.
Before 2 months ago, I was a businessman. I give to everybody. When they call, I give. And you know what? When I need something from them, 2 years later, 3 years later, I call them. They are there for me.
So what?
And that's a broken system.
So what?
You're right. Any system that requires phone calls to and from you is completely shattered. You are like the chaplain at Disney Jail. If I'm talking to you at all, something has gone horribly wrong.
They say that I've had $2 billion worth of free airtime.
The free airtime comes in some part because of the controversies that you've generated.
Perhaps.
Is that why you did it?
Well, I guess it might be a little bit.
Don, Donathan. You didn't just expose the flaws in our political system. You exposed the flaws in us. Just think about how triumphant it would feel to say on national television, I openly ran on a platform of impossibly ignorant proposals steeped in racial bigotry and nobody stopped me. In fact, you embraced me for it. What the fuck was that about? That would be one of the most powerful political speeches of all time. I'm telling you, if you drop out in order to teach America a lesson, you would not be a loser. You would be a legend.
You would. It's what we said. The only way for Donald Trump to save face after being Charlie Sheen's winning protege would be to stand up and say it was all a stunt, it was all a farce, and I did it to show Americans how ridiculous Americans have become. This is why I did it. And that would be a hit show. There's no question about it. That would be the best show ever. But Donald Trump may not do that because he wants to start a media empire called the alt-right media. This is new, okay? This is like, I don't know, whose election was it where the word gravitas? I guess it was, little baby boy Bush, where he seemed like such an infinitesimal, I mean, unable to find a sentence with two hands and a flashlight. And, you know, it was just so unbelievably obvious that this man was not up for the task of being president of the United States. And so, you know, I remember that they said, no, he's got gravitas. Gravitas, gravitas. And we made montages about the word gravitas. This now is going to be the new one. And I've called it. I've called the farce that is this Trump campaign and the only saving grace. The only way to save face is to stand up with Mark Burnett producing and saying, showing the whole entire a video of how he ran for president, the crap he said, and how, you know, I mean, everything from I could shoot a guy on Fifth Avenue and I could still be elected to, you know, Judge Curiel can't judge me to, you know, Muslims have to be banned. The whole thing. Donald J. Trump is calling for a man up. The whole thing. And just to show how stupid Trump supporters are. That would be a great way to save face. However, I don't think he's going there. I think he really does want an alt-right, and this is the new one, this is the new term, alt-right, A-L-T hyphen right. It should be Control-Alt-Delete. Delete yourselves, delete your careers, delete your writing from the freaking internet. It's loaded with your trash. Oh my God. Oh, and I have to say, Twitter has some very interesting parameters. Yeah, they do. They judge you. They sit in judgment of you. You know, Saturday night, first of all, my stomach is killing me. I ate so badly this week. I ate everything I'm not supposed to eat. And it started off very innocently. It started off with the Mexican, right? Friday night, I made a big hot slow cooker full of Mexican chili steak, which was just delicious. And it was so delicious, I had to photograph it. Now, once I start photographing food, you know, I'm a little buzzed. So it started off innocently enough because that doesn't have that many carbs in it, okay? The only carbs in chili is the tomatoes. The tomatoes have the carbs, and so it wasn't that bad. But then I started, and if you'll notice on the Twitter feed, I started and I put a chip next to it. That was the beginning of the end. I put a chip, and I put a little piece of the steak on the chip, and then I started adding the, you know, there's no carbs in sour cream, there's no carbs in cheese, there's no carbs in jalapenos. It's just the chip now and the tomatoes. And then we built from there. We built from there, and I ended up making chicken cutlets, which are breaded. There's carbs in there. And then I was so buzzed, I noticed that the cutlets looked like Saudi Arabia and Yemen. Yes, I did. They did.
I thought I saw the Fatima. Isn't that what you mentioned?
Our Lady of Fatima.
I saw it.
She usually appears on toast.
And you're verified on Twitter now. Congratulations.
Yes, I saw my little blue check. It's at Randy Rhodes. With a little blue check, we hit 32,000 this week. Oh my God, this weekend we hit, you know why? Because okay, this is what happened. So I tweeted out, I was trying to help Michelle Cottle from The Atlantic, who wrote that article called The Era of the Bitch is Coming, right? And it was about how, just like African-American, especially women, were very nervous about Barack Obama running for president, and they thought that, you know, it would increase racism in this country, which apparently it did. Thank God for African-American women who are so wise that they educated me about that back in 2008. And I learned so much. But they were right. You know, racism just went woo through this, woo, you know. And so Michelle Cottle in The Atlantic, which is a kind of erudite, you know, long-form journalistic magazine that is actually, you know, fact-checked and not trash. So I was trying to help her to spread her article, so I tweeted it. I you know, tweeted it and asked people to retweet it. I get a thing from Twitter saying, no, you can't do that because of the content. You can't, you know, this is very... this is very dirty or something like this. So I said, you know what? Let me try something. Let me see what dirty is to Twitter. So I did triple X, XXX, like my page and I will give you a live show. Now you can tell it was buzzed because it doesn't matter if you liked it. You know, everybody, I said I needed like 109 likes or so. I made up a number. I think that's what we were away from 32,000, 109 people following me. So I said, I need 109 likes. What I meant was I needed 109 followers, but I apparently couldn't type at that point. You know how that goes.
There's mention of a granny cam as well.
Right. Well, this is the granny cam. I am on the granny cam, and the granny cam is live. And I always tell you, I'm the granny on the granny cam, and it's live. You know, and, you know, if you want to take me private, it will cost you money. Hey, I'm a real person just like you. I know what you do on the internet. So I did a triple X, right? And I said, 109 likes, I'll give you a free live show, which I'm giving you right now on Periscope. Oh, it's not what you expected? Too bad for you. F you. I'm a woman of my word. And that you could retweet, that you could promote, you could put money behind it. You could do whatever you wanted with a triple X ad, but you can't promote Michelle Cottle's intellectually sane and satisfying piece about how women are now going to be just decimated, you know, with, you know, forget feminazi. It's going to, you know, it's going to get really ugly when Hillary Clinton becomes the first woman president. The tweeter, the people who be at tweet at the Twitter, whatever. It's such a stupid. What a world you millennials created for me.
I'm so surprised, though, it wouldn't let you tweet that.
Nope. It wouldn't let me do it. Wouldn't let me do it. Wrote me a letter and everything saying no. Can't do it. Content. No, no. But Triple X live show, Granny Cam. Hey, no problem. We'll be watching. So there you go. It's very haphazard out there. It's not really free speech. It's not. So anyway, I digress. So I ate all this really bad food. So my belly's killing me. Because then the next night, okay, after the chicken cutlets, the next day, okay, you'll never believe that I actually ordered Chinese food. Howard wanted Chinese. I wanted Chinese. I was like craving. Okay, and I thought, usually I'll just do the soup, you know, like I'll get a wonton soup. Now, the wontons do have carbs, but not so bad. But then I put the noodles in on top, the real crunchy, you know, good Chinese noodles. I put those in on top. And then I ate beef chow fun, which is just thick, giant carbohydrate noodles, just really big. And then I made him go to Subway and get me a bacon, lettuce, and tomato with double bacon. Yeah. I don't know what that was about this weekend. I just ate and ate and ate. I could not stop eating. It was just like the most amazing food freaky weekend that I've had in a really long time, because I'm usually so good. So I get on the scale today and I gained like 5 pounds. And people are goes, you can't gain 5 pounds in 2 days. Oh, yes, you can.
What was the alcohol of choice, by the way?
So Friday night was rum and cokes, and Saturday too. Because there's no carbs in those either. But you don't get the fireball buzz, which I'll never do again. I'll never do that again. Never, ever, never. So, but yeah, food. Oh man, anyway, Donald Trump's gonna give amnesty. Let's just get right to it. Donald Trump is going to give amnesty. Who believes that? Anybody? Anybody? Anybody out there? Latinos? Dreamers? Anybody believe that Donald Trump is going to? No, I don't believe anything Donald Trump says. That's number one. Number two, he's not doing any of this because he cares about the issues you care about, whether you are Muslim, Latino, African-American. No, Donald Trump does not care about any of your issues. What Donald Trump cares about is Donald Trump. And what Donald Trump knows is Donald Trump is losing women. He's losing women in droves, suburban ones, ones who usually vote Republican. What Donald Trump is doing is trying to make it look as if he's got a soft side. He's the softer side of Sears, is what he is. How'd that work out? Anybody go there for clothing? No, you go for tools. So he is now promoting himself as the softer side of Sears, except that you cannot take away the 40 years of racism that is Donald Trump's life. You just can't, you can't remove his life. And I love the way like Reince Priebus and all the, and Kellyanne, they're all on the campaign trail going, look how he's matured. In the last weekend, he matured. I mean, it was like, it was like that weekend where I went to sleep and then I woke up and all of a sudden it was like, oh, look, I have boobs. I just, suddenly I matured. Look at that. It's happened. Hi, Dad. Oh, I wanted a boy. Go away. No, but Donald Trump apparently had to wait until he was 70 years old to have this weekend where he's actually matured into a mature candidate who is saying mature things to mature people. And this word is another word. This is like gravitas, too. And they don't know how to get him out of the 40 years of racism, let alone the last 11 months of in your face. I hate Muslims. I hate Mexican judges. I hate David Duke. I don't know that much about. He could be cool. He could be OK. I don't know. You know, no one can judge Donald except for Donald, because no one is as superior as Donald. I told you he would pick God as his number two. But he picked Mike Pence. So yeah, kind of screwed that up, too. But I mean, this was an amazing thing to sit there and watch him talk about as if all African Americans live in abject poverty, and all Latinos are illegal, and you know, they all just wrong.
For a commercial-free, on-demand, whenever, wherever listening experience, visit randyrhodes.com for your personal premium podcast today.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes. We missed you today. For the entire show, whenever, wherever, go to randyrhodes.com and buy a stinking podcast. And don't forget to catch our show live right here from 4 to 6 Eastern.